Welcome guys, this is your host Anshul and you are listening to What Anshul Found. Today, I'll be telling you some small things to which we don't give attention to, but they matter a lot and can change the whole conversation. When you talk to any person, you are just not talking through words. You are talking through your body as well. Your body movement play a very important role in deciding how much long your conversation will going to be, how much impact you have created on other person. A simple way to make a good first impression is to smile. If you don't feel like smiling, then what? Two things. First, force yourself to smile. If you are alone, force yourself to whistle or hum a song. Act as if you are already happy. That will tend to make you happy. Do you know what? Action seems to follow feelings. But really, actions and feelings go together. And by controlling the actions, which is under the scope of will, we can indirectly regulate the feelings. So if you lost your cheerfulness, sit up cheerfully. Act and speak as if you are cheerful. Same goes with happiness. Another thing you can do is to give complete attention to a person who is speaking. Don't move your legs, don't play with your fingers. Listen to him as if there is a word in his sentence which can give you a $1 million idea. That's an easy way to become a good conversationalist. And when it is your turn to speak, don't talk just about yourself. People who talk only of themselves think only of themselves, and those who think only of themselves are hopelessly uneducated. They are not educated, no matter how instructed they may be. These were not my words, these are of Lincoln. In my previous podcast, I told you about how important it is to use the name of the person. Those who are unable to remember name cannot be a good influencer. Remember that a name of a person is one of the sweetest and most important sound in any language to that person. To prove this, one psychologist did an experiment. He asked kids to bring flowers, grass and carrots from the field. Apparently, none of the kids returned with carrots. Then he asked again, and this time he said those who bring the most carrot, he'll going to name rabbits by their name. Now, I don't think I have to tell you about the results. You know what I mean. So if you aspire to be a good conversationalist, be an active listener. To be interesting, be interested. Ask questions that other people will enjoy answering. Encourage them to talk about themselves and their accomplishment. Give them chance to expand their ego. Remember that the person you are talking to is 100 times more interested in himself, his wants and his problem. Think of that when next time you go somewhere or have a conversation with anyone. Apply these tricks and explore them by yourself. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast. Make sure you subscribe this. This is your host Anshul and you are listening to What Anshul Found.